Miss Bragg was 22 at the time, so she had emigrated from her native Scotland and came to the United States a year before for an internship in the designing industry. She needed a place to live and found an ad in the Village Voice. She called the listed number, and the man who answered the phone invited her to come and check out the place. That man, John Stewart, then 40, was a stage actor. He hoped that the ad would show that he was not setting some sort of trap. Furthermore, he was in a long-term relationship. The first meeting went fine, but days passed without a word from Mr. Stewart. So Miss Bragg started calling. It was the era of answering machines, which confused Miss Bragg. Finally, she found the courage to leave a message. "Hi, John. This is Kerry," she began hesitantly. Mr. Stewart, listening in his apartment, picked up immediately. "I'd love for you to be my roommate," he blurted. He had lost her number. Miss Bragg moved in, and the two gradually became very good friends. They went out for meals, drank, took walks, and hung out. They made each other laugh and confided in each other. "We talked. Miss Bragg recalled. However, for a long time, the thought of something more did not really occur to either of them. A few months later, Miss Bragg had an opportunity to rent a great apartment on Delane Street and suggested to Mr. Stewart that they look at it together. He was unwilling to move for practical reasons. In the course of this discussion, Miss Bragg realized she did not want to move without him. This is how their relationship started. She kept the relationship a secret from her parents, knowing that they would not approve. But one day, she had written separately to her sister and her mother, mentioning the relationship in the letter to her sister, but omitting it in the letter to her mother. Then, she switched the envelopes. It took several long years, not until the couple decided to marry, for Miss Bragg's parents to finally accept their daughter's choice. In 2011, after 14 years of marriage, Miss Bragg gave birth to their first and only child, Jim. Mr. Stewart, who still works as an actor, looks remarkably youthful for his age, and the difference in years seems to disappear in the face of the obvious ease between them.